Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. Now call in on the relationship between your politics and your donations to charity. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. I'm not talking about your donations to political causes. I'm talking about your donations to charity. Do your politics influence the amount or character of your charitable donations? I ask this today because if you haven't heard, on Friday afternoon, the new New York City Council Speaker, Melissa Mark Viverito, released tax documents showing that while she didn't disclose rental income on city conflict of interest forms for the past several years, she did report the income to the IRS and paid taxes on it. So she released the documents that affirmed her version of those events. But the tax forms also showed that in 2012, Mark Viverito made no charitable contributions, even though her income was $128,000. And in 2011, she donated just over $1,000 to charity. So how do your politics inform your charitable contributions, if at all? 212-433-WNYC. If you're very concerned with inequality, which is the centerpiece of Mark Viverito's politics, as it is with Mayor de Blasio's, does it affect how you choose to deal with your own money when it comes to charity? 212-433-9692. And does it bother you that Melissa Mark Viverito, who as an inequality focused politician supports using tax dollars to support government programs for the poor, does it bother you that she didn't donate $1 of her own to charity in 2012? Or does it not matter precisely because she works to make sure that social programs are in place for the poor, guaranteed by being, government functions, and does her part to support those in need in that way satisfy you regarding her as a public official? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So what do people usually do? How does it usually line up with their politics? Some of you know it's often reported that conservatives give more to charity than liberals. But a study released in 2012 by MIT largely debunked that theory after they adjusted for personal income and religious beliefs, meaning conservatives do often donate more, but a lot of that goes toward their own religious institutions, so not all of it is being used to provide services for those in need. Some of it might be going toward church maintenance or missionary work if they're tithing or otherwise giving to their own churches, where much of conservative charitable donations go, or at least more than liberals' charitable donations. And when the researchers in this study adjusted for income and religious belief, they found that liberals and conservatives gave at about equal levels, though the liberals tended to give to secular organizations and conservatives more to religious ones. So how about for you? How does your politics align with your decisions about how much and to whom to give to charity? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And let's take our first call, as all our lines are full. George in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really disconcerted to learn that she, Melissa Mark Viverito, is not making charitable donations. In addition to her salary, which is over $100,000, she's a millionaire. She and her family inherited more than $6.7 million when her father died. She's estimated to be worth $1.5 million. Also, I'm more concerned that she will be able to exert control over all council people's member items through which they support charities in each of their districts. And this has been a source of contention with previous speakers, but I just think this meanness of spirit could really negatively reflect essential support that's felt in all 51 city council districts.
But does that mean you conclude that her lack of giving anything to charity is an expression of meanness?
meanness in terms of stinginess and a lack of a generous spirit that I think is incumbent upon all of us, especially Democrats and liberals.
But does it not? I guess my follow-up question to that would be: how much does her private donation amount reflect on how she would distribute member items, which, you know, mm-hmm. are there to be distributed? Obviously, she's got a commitment to spending public money, at least, on doing things for the poor.
Well, I think you can look back at Mayor Bloomberg and his personal generosity, the hundreds of millions of dollars that he gave away during his administration and the hundreds of millions of dollars that were given away by the city. I think you can absolutely see a reflection of personal and public attitudes toward giving.
Thank you for your call, George. I appreciate it. Lee in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Lee.
Hi. I think how and where we spend our money is an indication of our personal priorities. And so that the speaker did not use more of her resources, which George, you know, correctly points out, are ample. We see no indication that there's a hardship, in which case money had to be set aside for, you know, health emergencies or caring of family members, et cetera. So assuming that what we do know to be public, as in there are ample resources, that there wasn't a personal allocation of ample funds for causes or charities that a self-described liberal would hold dear. In other words, we all know, and as a self-described progressive for myself, I know that whether it's my church or causes I support, they all rely on charitable donations because they're nonprofits. And so as the speaker describes herself as a liberal, assuming that that is true, the causes, the organizations that would have that liberal agenda all rely mm-hmm. on charitable contributions. So there seems to be a huge disconnect here.
How does of course, I have no idea what your income is, but you just identified your politics a little bit. How would you say your politics influence either how much or to what organizations or individuals you decide to give to charity with?
I think it's both, but for me, the engine is my my faith. And so the church gets a lot of my money, but the organizations that I hold dear and have worked for and support the priorities or the interests and values that I hold dear, yes, it's very important to me that that there is a consistency between what I espouse in my daily life and what I'm spending. And because to me, again, getting back to what I said originally, I think how and where we spend our money is a huge indication mm-hmm. of where our personal priorities are.
Lee, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Cynthia in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello. I'm neither pro nor con on Melissa Mark Viverito, and I'm not a tax person, but my understanding is that declaring charitable contributions on your tax form is voluntary, and the reason you do it is to hope to lessen your own personal tax burden. And so I can see how one could make charitable contributions and not declare them on their taxes because they feel that their tax burden is fair and they don't want to reduce what they pay.
Right. That's an interesting point to bring up, and you're certainly accurate that nobody who makes charitable contributions has to claim charitable deductions and get some of that back from the government. She was asked about it, though, is my understanding from the press accounts on Friday, and her response was just, it is what it is. So that quote is out there of her, it is what it is.
Well,
so there was no indication that what you say, though it does seem to be a legal option, is exactly what happened there.
Right. Okay.
But what about for yourself? Do your politics influence your charitables?
Yes. Planned Parenthood is one of my big recipients. And then there's a lot that are nonpartisan, food bank, City Harvest, you know, food programs. But women's issues, women's health issues, are certainly one of my those are sort of my two focuses.
Yeah, poverty. And even that can reflect, I think, a political bent. Like if somebody chooses to give, well, I don't know. It's complicated. If you choose to give to things that are specifically relief oriented, like City Harvest and the food bank, then you have a view that there aren't enough direct contributions to people who are immediately needy going on, right? So
right.
That might, I don't know if it directly reflects politics, but it might indirectly.
Right, right.
So,
I don't make like religious contributions or
right.
things like that.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. I appreciate your call. Let's see. Alan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brian. I take it from the standpoint that someone who is engaged in politics at least has to be able to set an example for other legislators and for the general public. And if you can't point to what you're doing as some kind of a model for the behavior of others, how do you lead except through the technical functions you're assigned? You have no bully pulpit. The other angle that's opposite to my last point is the possibility that someone could make a principled argument that by giving to private charities, they are somehow reducing the burden or the pressure on government to do everything it should do. But if that's her reason, I think she should say so.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what about for yourself?
I try to express in my giving my values as much as I can afford to. One of the things I give regularly to is public radio and television because I think an informed public is essential for anything to get better. I give to environmental groups. I give to my synagogue. But I'm not one of the biggest donors, but I imagine I'm giving a little bigger than my percentage of income as typical of the population.
Thank you very much, Alan. Elizabeth in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I tithe. I am extremely liberal, progressive. My religious perspectives inform my political perspectives. I give a lot of money to my two synagogues, one of which I am president. I give money to environmental causes, many local organizations in Washington Heights, public radio. Every time there's something interesting on your show, I usually up my monthly contribution. And I have money taken out of my paycheck biweekly to give to a variety of organizations across New York State.
When, you know, since two of you have brought up giving to public broadcasting, I just want to repeat something that I say during the pledge drives, which is that for me, even though they're in the same tax category, I tend to see contributions to cultural institutions or news organizations like this as in a different category than charitable contributions.
Well, you know, giving to public radio is sort of like subscribing to the New York Times. We do both. Because that's a service that we're getting. The first thing that I did when I lost my job years ago was I became a member of the zoo and the botanical gardens and the Museum of Natural History, not because it was a charitable donation, although that did reduce the overall cost of it, but because I knew that as an unemployed person with two young children at the time, I was going to need cheap forms of entertainment. So that turned out to be a good deal all the way around.
Thank you for your call, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Julio in Elmwood Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julio.
Hello, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I feel that pretty much when you are in the limelight and you make charitable contributions, it should be from the heart. You know, you shouldn't have to put it on paper and make sure that you get something back for what you give. I feel like everything that people do is now more in the limelight, and whether they show that they gave to such charity or they don't, it's politically motivated.
Whether they do or they do not show. I didn't understand the last point. I think you're getting at saying it doesn't really matter to you so much whether a politician gives to charity.
As long as they give from their heart is what I'm trying to get at. You know, when you give something and then you write it off, I feel like you're not really giving from the heart.
Ah, so you're encouraging more people and maybe especially more politicians not to take the available tax deduction.
Correct.
For charitable contributions.
Most of the Republicans and Democrats do make a lot more than the average people.
Yes.
You know?
There was a stat, I don't have it in front of me, but something came out the other day showing that I think it's for the first time a third of the members of the U.S. Senate are millionaires, something like that.
Yes, and I think by a margin of only 400,000 or Democrats are actually making more than the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. So how do your own politics influence your own charitable behavior?
Well, I give to my church. You know, I feel like the best thing that I do is I give my time to organization, you know, to help out a thrift store, to, you know, go to like a food drive or something like that.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because the charitable donations that we're talking about are only monetary donations. And there are some people without much money at all who spend time volunteering.
Yeah, because in a way, you know, by you putting yourself out there, it sometimes can be worth a little bit more to the people, at least, than the money that they don't, you know, to the money to the faces is what I mean.
Julio, I really appreciate your call. Call us again. And again, the speaker did not indicate that she has spent a lot of time volunteering, and so that makes up for the lack of her monetary gifts to charity, but it is certainly another way to do it, and your tax return can still reflect zero or very little charitable giving, and you know, you would still have done something substantial. Ellen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hey there. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I feel that the main reason why our country is really ethically and morally in such a horrible crisis is due to this exact problem, that the people that we elect in public office, or whether it's even doctors, lawyers, and really important top people in our society, there should not be such a huge disconnect between their public and their private world. And we as people should be able to kind of trust that if we are electing somebody or we're going to somebody in a top leadership position, that they are who they say they are.
So do you want to see more of this? Do you want to see more politicians, candidates for office, be asked about and have to reveal their charitable donation? This also came out about Biden, if I recall correctly, that his charitables were pretty low and Republicans were using it against him as, you know, a point of hypocrisy. Do you want to see this become more of a standard ask? It kind of came out by accident in the case of Melissa Mark Viverito, because they were really looking for something else, which she satisfied, which is that, yes, she did pay taxes on her rental income.
I do. But I'm coming from a place that maybe, you know, 50 years after I'm no longer around, the planet might get to this place. But I'm coming from a place where there shouldn't be these kind of aha or gotcha things that we have to pick up the Daily News or the Post or the Times and kind of read these huge exposés. And I know that's not what this particular thing is, but it's kind of a kissing cousin of the bigger picture in our society that people necessarily are not 100% who they say they are, and if they were more so, we might be as a country in a better place.
Ellen, thank you very much, and thanks to all of you for your calls on the connection between your politics and your charitable donations and your judgment of politicians along those lines. You can keep the conversation going on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, very happy to meet David Van Zandt, the president of the New School. Stay with us.